Dreamscape presents Imprison the Sky by A.C. Gargan, narrated by Maya Soroya. For my sister Elisa, you are not only one of the most strong, thoughtful, funny, and kind women I know, you're also so incredibly generous with your heart. I'm so honored and grateful that I get to call you family. I love you. A black circle. Pirates, I called. Aim for the skies. Behind me, Orion Bast knew what that meant, and heavy black sailcloth fell over the name Ancora carved into my stern. I reached out with my power, securing the lines on the bottom of the cloth to cleats on the side. Anika, I called. Right here, Captain, she said. She was 10 and came up to my shoulder, but she was the only other air power I had on board, and I needed her help. Up, I told Anika. She took a deep breath and held out her palms, and I put mine under them. I could feel the threads that united everything in the natural world, connecting my power to hers, to water, to earth, to fire. The threads trembled for me, waiting for a command from their captain the way everything else did. I pushed and the threads unfurled, splitting and multiplying to fasten to Anika's power and splice ours together. This wasn't something she could do on her own yet. Maybe ever. The deck lurched, the bow lifting upward like we were cresting a tall wave. But we never came down. My power and Anika's pushing up on the sails, sliding under the hull, using the threads of the natural world to raise the ship up out of the water. I heard the telltale sound of water streaming off us as we left the ocean altogether. Flying. The relentless tattoo of my heartbeat accelerated in triumph as we sailed higher, propelled by nothing but the will of two small girls, bending the natural world to our command. Anika trembled with concentration, but the thrill of power rushed through my veins, feeding me, egging me on. They'll be there, I told myself. This time, they'll be there. I wasn't sure if my brother and sister would be considered children still. Griffon would be 16 and Pera would be 14. But it was a stone I hadn't turned yet, and that, more than anything, was why I was a damn fool for returning to Liatos. They nearly caught us last time, Navia reminded me, low in my ear. We're far enough away from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?